Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! With a little southern accent there, I guess.
Okay.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Not mine.
Well.
It's another Sunday.
Another Sunday once
again.
Oh
my God, January's almost over.
January 22nd, 2023. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host once again with Sovereign Mind Radio. I have in the studio with me my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody. I was going to say something.
You
else.
See, I can't tell.
I
can't stop.
Where is Linda? And, well, I was going to say good morning to Liam, but I think he is in there.
I think he is.
Good morning. I'm sitting real low in my chair.
Well, and then the reflection off the window there is really
yeah. Sorry, we can't do the bright lights and all that. But anyway,
okay.
Good morning.
So let's see. We're brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agents, down in Red Bluff. She's the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. We use her ourselves and have been completely happy with everything that she's done. Very well, a lot of knowledge down there. She really knows what she's doing, and her number is 530-527-5534. Go speak.
And she'll pencil things out for you, and if it isn't feasible, she'll let you know. You know, a lot of insurance people will sell you anything. I don't know which, no matter what, but I've talked to her about some different insurances, and she's like, well, you know, maybe you ought to just do this because it's not feasible, you know.
She operates in your best interest.
Yeah.
This, so
and that
anyway,
doesn't happen a lot.
We also want to say a shout out to Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575. He's licensed and bonded, and he helps support the show as well. And another shout out to Marty McGill at Clear Creek Microgreens. He's another one of our guys out there that we really enjoy and want to help out.
I have a shout out to Crackmaster. You know, I was a couple of weeks ago, I've had so many chips in my windshield, but I have to give a shout out to Jeff down there because I got another chip and I took it down there and he says, you don't have to worry about it. So,
well,
it was right where he repaired it before.
He might even become a sponsor at some point.
Yeah,
we've talked before. So, and I think
he's a great guy because most people, again, will take your money. And he said, Linda, he said, you know, you can have it filled in a little bit when you got time. But he says, nothing's going to happen to your windshield. And, you know, it's not compromised. So,
he's
I'm not going to take your money.
He did the same thing for me down there when I took a window down there. I had one that he did fix. And then this other one, it had a big long crack on it. And it was all the way around. It was like you have to, replace the windshield, but he decided that it was better not to. So he's a great guy. He's honest.
Yeah.
And so also I want to shout out.
He's a veteran.
And he is a veteran. So,
yeah.
But we might be talking to him at some point. I know I've talked to him before, but life has come up and we've been so busy. But I'll have to get back there and talk to him again as well. Or you could go talk to him. But anyway, Big O Tires, Jay and the gang, you know, they always help out over there as well. Our producer is Liam, and he's doing a great job. But I would say that the kid that rocks around the clock,
he's just parking
his
truck.
He's parking his truck, so he'll be here in a minute. So he's not rocking around the clock. He's walking around the block. And so
he might have been driving around the block. You know how that is with the parking situation out here.
We have a full show as usual, and
I do have an announcement. I don't know if people are aware, but I sit on a committee that's for the Veterans Home here in Reading, and I just want to put it out there that if you're interested in being part of what goes on at the Veterans Home, you can come join us, or you can come to one of our meetings, which will be this Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Lulu's. We also work in conjunction with the people out at the cemetery.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to get involved in that realm, it doesn't cost you anything. We meet about once a month. But if you're interested, we'll be at Lulu's at 6 p.m. this Tuesday.
Well, and while we're at it, we might as well throw a plug out there for Shasta County Citizens Journalist. They take tips on local fraud and corruption anonymously. And their number is 530-962-5168. Expose those criminals are out there. I think there's a huge wake up coming.
There's so much coming down about being exposed. Wow. I mean, where do you even begin the corruption?
On Twitter last night, I was shocked. I mean, died suddenly was trending big time. And anything to do with the vaccines and the information coming out was trending big time. It was like, wow, I couldn't believe it. And it was just, you know, post after post after post after post. And then, you know, died suddenly, news is trending, you know, so you can hashtag died suddenly news.
Yeah, did you see the, Diamond and Silk?
Yeah, I saw some of that as well. Our friend David J. Harris Jr. Posted, he was at the reception or the funeral. I'm not sure the reception, probably the funeral, the service.
Celebration of life.
Right, exactly. And so we saw that, and really tearjerker, listening to, Silk talk about her sister and what happened, and explain how I actually have a clip here, but, she just died suddenly. Now, I don't know if she was boosted or vaxxed or what, but I get the impression that that was probably the case.
Yeah, I got the impression too that she had been vaxxed, and they were trying to save her. I mean, it wasn't too long after she got vaxxed that this all took place.
Well, it's starting to come out. They're losing the narrative. I've been posting several things online about this. It's not going to go away, because the real deal is that these guys have been lying from day one about it. It turns out that these guys knew that it had not been tested. They knew that it didn't have. I mean, I'm looking at one thing that came off of Twitter yesterday. In May of last year, the World Health Organization said 95% protection. June, 70%. July, 50%. August, no protection, but reduces the spread. September, doesn't reduce the spread, but it does reduce the severity. October, doesn't reduce the severity, but reduces the hospitalizations. November, doesn't reduce the hospitalization, but you aren't going to die.
December, you
die, but you go to heaven. So, you know, it's coming out. And, you know, while I'm on this, you know, I'll tell you, do you know what else was trending on Twitter yesterday?
Well, before we move on to the vaccine on Twitter too, they were saying how come almost all the deaths are from the people that are the vaccinated.
Well, that's coming out.
And they're
out.
They weren't reporting it correctly.
And we're going to get more onto that. This a little funny thing here. The other thing that was trending on Twitter last night was Meathead.
Oh yeah, I saw that. One person says, "How come I keep getting these posts? I don't even like the guy," or something like that.
Meathead Rob Reiner, you know, evidently posted yesterday or the day before, whatever it was, that he was going to go off Twitter now, and he's tired of all these slanderous things from these, you know, a-hole MAGA supporters. Because when he posts something, it just gets freaking fundamentally destroyed. You know, I mean, it's post after post. So I posted there yesterday. I said, you know, how would you like to have your legacy trending, you know, your trend, your legacy passed on down to your heirs, that your Meathead was trending on Twitter? I mean, it's like...
Well, and it was interesting, too. Did you end up seeing the Pfizer head, the veterinarian who had the man on the street?
Yeah.
No, I did say that.
I actually have those posts, and I have them, and we're gonna view them today.
Good.
You know, so
And did you see who was supposed to be overlooking or be overseeing on Dr. Fauci was his wife?
Yeah, I saw that too. Elon Musk posted that.
He said, she's like, you know, supposed to be making sure that he's doing everything correct, right?
And what he said basically, he said that, does anybody realize that the person who's overseeing Fauci for his fundamental, honesty and integrity in his position was his wife?
And then I think they got divorced after that, but I'm not sure.
Gotta love the transparency there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know Bill Gates' wife ended up divorcing him.
We'll talk a little bit about that, too. The Epstein flight logs are out now, it seems, and it seems like, why is Bill Gates taking so many trips to Epstein Island? It's just innocent, you do understand, and he probably wasn't doing anything wrong, although everybody in the world knew that Epstein was trafficking in minors and sex and so forth. So I just go over to the Epstein Island to enjoy the beach, right?
Yep. And we could tie that to FTX, too.
Well,
was involved with Epstein Island
Bill Clinton saying he didn't inhale.
The whole thing stinks to high heaven. Before we go there, I still want to kind of stay on this thread here of the vax thing, and the first part of the show here, because, you know, here's a quote from Silk. I want America to wake up and pay attention. Something ain't right. Mm-hmm. She described that her sister died suddenly in the kitchen. All of a sudden, she just started breathing shallow, boom, dropped over, and that was it. And we're seeing more and more and more of this, and it's getting to the point where you can't deny the fact that I got a clip for the podcast tomorrow that we're going to be doing, and let's talk about that a little bit here before we move on.
We're doing a podcast tomorrow, and we should be recording two shows
a week. Now it's going to get boosted, it's going to get out there
quicker,
uploading, so that, you know, one of our discussions in the meeting we had the other day is that, you know, we've done stories where we're scooping, you know, the big headliners like Bongino and this and that. We're getting it out a day early, but then the podcast gets posted a week later. It's like, now it doesn't even matter because it's completely irrelevant. You know?
Right. The news cycle is just turning
it's
so fast.
It's just turning so fast. So we're going to see in the future more shows, but more timely uploaded shows, so that they're out there as fast as we can get them, and so that you're going to get a little more
time. So bear with us. There's a lot of different things that is working behind the scenes, on the scenes, that we're trying to make this better to get the information so it's more relevant for you folks.
More relevant.
We're working at it, so please be patient. There's a lot of moving parts that's going on with our show, Sovereign Minds, and with Jefferson State of Mind and Patriot.
Patriot State of Mind.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. And Red, White, and Blues is somewhere.
Yeah. Just be patient with Mountaintop Media and everything that's going on. And hopefully we'll be able to streamline it a little better.
We're
going to
be the most relevant show out there, I promise.
Yeah, we are.
So nothing changes?
Just remember.
You can be replaced.
That's right.
So, I was going to talk about the... I got a clip that I can't, obviously it's a clip that has a visual, so I'm not going to play it here today, but, remember that clip we played where it was, brought to you by Pfizer, you know, Good Morning America, brought to you by Pfizer, mm-hmm. you know, NBA, brought to you by Pfizer, you know, whatever it was. Well, now they've got a clip, a new one, posted by the Irish Patriot that says, CNBC or MSNBC brought to you by Pfizer, and Rachel Maddow drops over. And it goes through the whole thing. It goes through, you know, the NBA brought to you by Pfizer, and all the players are falling down. I mean, it's funny, but it's kind of not, you know. But we'll play that on the podcast so that you get the visual. But it was like, holy crap. So died suddenly. The hashtag died suddenly news, mm-hmm. Was trending, stop the shots, myocarditis, Pfizer files, vaccine injuries. These were all trending, over the weekend, and people are starting to get the message because you can't keep hiding the fact that people are dying right and left. You can't keep hiding the fact that they're having vaccine injuries right and left. I mean, myocarditis, I don't know, all of the Bell's palsy, all of it. Mm-hmm. You know, at what point in time do you go, oh, and then when they admit, well, we never really tested the shots. What a clown show.
There was no need. They were moving at the speed of science.
Yes.
Yeah, that said, I forgot that.
Yeah. weird science. So there's so much that's been going on with this crap. And I believe in science. You know, I had a thing I posted. I believe in science. I was looking for it right here. But I believe in science when it's like they actually, question what's happening, and they don't have pre-conclusions on their hypothesis, and they actually test what they're trying to figure out.
They tested it.
Yeah,
on the people.
Yeah, they tested it, all right. they tested it on everybody. What they did was they hid the science so that they wouldn't be exposed for the money-hungry, fraudulent, greedy rat bastards that they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what's going on here.
Did you see where, I think it was on Twitter, they were posting about all the deaths over there in China, something like 90,000 people? Like in the last month or so?
There's a ton of
this. It's like, holy crap.
It's to the point where you can't cover it up. And it's getting,
Well, and it's funny the pivots that they keep doing, because now they keep trying to tie it into climate change. And climate change, heart attacks. Researchers are baffled, and they're trying to figure out the exact temperature at which the body spontaneously dies.
Wow. So...
There was that clip of the journalist over there at Davos trying to ask the guy at Pfizer. Did you see that? Where they're asking him, how do you feel about killing all the people and all that? And he would not answer. They kept trying to get him to admit to it or whatever, but nothing.
So here, this is posted, I believe, on Saturday or Sunday. This is Cat Turd, if you're not familiar with Cat Turd.
Oh, yeah,
Cat
I am.
Turd. He's all over Twitter. He's got some great stuff. And his post was, "The truth is finally coming out." And this was what Elon Musk posted. "I had major side effects from my second booster shot. Felt like I was dying for several days. Hopefully no permanent damage, but I don't know." And then he posted, "And my cousin, who is young and in peak health, had a serious case of myocarditis and had to go to the hospital." Now, you can't keep covering this up. You can't keep saying there's no wrong. But I keep seeing commercials on TV. Get the Pfizer. Be safe. Protect everybody. Protect your family. Protect yourself. Protect who? The Pfizer guys? And then you see all the exemptions that they put out there. Pfizer employees are exempt from getting the shot. You know, Congress staffers are exempt from getting the shot. So who knew what? What? So we trust the science. We do whatever we're told. Get lockstep in. Get the shot. Shut up. And die suddenly?
Sure. What's the problem?
Hey, that sounds like a great deal to me.
Meanwhile, in Davos, they're talking about how we need to depopulate.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, the Prime Minister of Switzerland is now going to start tracking people down to make sure that they get the vaccine.
Well,
come in to the booth. We need to see you.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's just a small job, just a tip.
It's the bugs.
Okay.
So I have a few lizards. Clips. I have a few clips here, and this is from the creepy events at the World Economic Forum. And so here's the first one, and let's play this. Let me hold on a second. I gotta get plugged in here.
While you're plugging in there, back to the TV show and stuff. Have you seen now you can get your flu shot and you can get the COVID shot and you can get all these different shots all in one? So run down to your local pharmacy and get your all in one shot.
Yay! That's why I want my Pfizer shots.
Your visor shut.
Hey, hook me up, baby.
I can see clearly now. My brain is gone.
Yeah, my name's Special Ed, and I like my visor shot. Yay! What?
I just got boosted 3 times. Claps.
And there's nothing wrong with me. Boom.
Are we ready to go in there, person I can't see behind the...
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Pull back.
Thank you.
Pull back the curtain. Right.
Okay, here we go. Let's play this. This is the first clip of 3. And let's hear... This is Jesse Waters. Let's see if I can turn it on.
Am I making too big of a deal about this World Economic Forum?
Oh, not at all. Good to be with you, Jesse. I think you said it right. It's a creepy event. I mean, these are people that claim to be wanting transparency and openness, but as we discovered this week in our reporting earlier, they hide their own finances, both for the World Economic Forum and for the Klaus Schwab Foundation. It shouldn't be lost on people that this is a group based in Switzerland, which has the most restrictive banking rules, allowing for people, including criminal syndicates, to hide their wealth. It's a greenwashing exercise that consists of people flying in by private jet, promoting insect eating. Yes, it's true. It's not a conspiracy. Promoting insect eating rather than meat eating to the masses, telling poor countries they shouldn't use fossil fuels while they fly private jets everywhere. I mean, it's really a litmus test for who are the worst people in the world. I mean, that's who's going to these events. Everybody's on the take. The investors want to get inside information. The politicians want to get jobs with those investors and those billionaires after they leave office. It's basically, as we pointed out, they surround it with a mystery, but it's really a cult wrapped in a con wrapped in a mystery. It's really quite a scam. I hope it's on its last legs. I think it's part of an older world order that is coming to an end.
I don't think Al Gore has ever eaten an insect, and I think that picture proves it. We're seeing reports that sex trafficking has exploded right around the exact same time they're hosting this summit. Have you heard anything about that, Michael?
Oh, it's famous. I mean, it's legion. Sex workers come from all over Europe to service the very wealthy billionaires, investors, the staffs. There's also a report that came out in The Guardian, which champions much of the agenda of the World Economic Forum, describing rampant sexual harassment that describes qualified staff within the World Economic Forum being passed up for promotion or let go because they aren't good looking enough. It's a very creepy organization. I mean, if you don't want people to think that you are a James Bond villain, then they're sending all the wrong signals.
Yeah. Buy a woman, don't buy a steak. That makes sense. Michael, thanks so much for your reporting.
So that's the first of the 3 reports that I wanted to highlight. The next is, a meeting, you know, we've got, Tony Blair at the 2023 Economic Forum meeting in Davos. And basically what he's saying is we're going to have a whole slew of new injectable digitalization in healthcare. Well, what does that even mean? We're going to digitalize healthcare? What does that mean?
It means we're going to put something in your body and make you do what we tell you to do.
I don't know what it means, but
they already have a long list of what these things are if you just pay attention to what they're saying. So it wasn't that long ago, 3-4 years ago, they were talking about a pill that they had that could have a tracker that was implanted into your arm that you're biologically going to be telling that tracker what you just ingested. So you'll have markers on the pills that the doctors prescribe you. And then when you take those, it will show that you've taken them. So it's going to be really useful for things like SSRIs or compliance medications and things to just kind of tone you down a little bit to make sure that they know you're taking those. No more of this pocket in your lip and then spit it out afterwards.
I it's just crazy, you know, and one of the chat rooms, well, how come what's the death rate in Reading? I don't have any idea. And you know something, my theory is that I bet a lot of people in Reading didn't get the vax. And I'd like to have the stats on if somebody could get them for us. What's the stats on Reading? Because first they said that they were over-amping on the death rates. I saw this
right.
the other day because they were saying anything connected.
Everything was because they
That's
were
right.
getting money.
That's right, because they were getting money from the people who are dying of COVID. You know, now it's like nobody died of COVID. Okay, so what it was at first was that if you died directly from COVID, it was one thing, you got money. But if you died as a symptom, having COVID, let's say that you had lung cancer and COVID contributed to your death, they counted that as a COVID death. If you went in with a gunshot wound to the head.
That was COVID.
If you had COVID in your blood, whether you died from it or not. See, so now they're going to go back and have to reclassify all the deaths from COVID.
Well, you would think they would, but I don't think they're going to.
Well,
why should they? Their eyes.
That's,
I mean,
the
they don't want to give us the truth, the proper information.
That's my answer to the question is that, gee, do we know what the truth is about anything? I mean, do I have to have the stats in Reading? Are they dying off? I don't know, maybe, but I can sure watch people on TV dropping right and left. Football players, guys on basketball courts, the stats on the professional athletes has gone up 1,000% in 1 year compared to the last 20 years the same. So I don't know, maybe it's irrelevant to some people to want to know what the truth is, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I was gonna say maybe the way to look at it is take, you know, a couple years ago what the death rate was in Reading and then the death rate during the COVID debacle.
Well, and then
the numbers just to see what that percentage
would be. Well, wait a minute. Then the death rate of the people after the vaccines.
Right. And with that, we'll let you hurry up. Are they going to cut us off?
No, I guess we're going to do a break. We'll have to come back.
Okay. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
It's a race against the clock as Savannah Sprunt Fairchild Honeycutt agrees to get her feisty mother-in-law from Alabama to California, all in time for her brother's wedding. The only problem? Mama Won't Fly. A comedy by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hoult, and Jamie Wooten. Directed by Jennifer Levins, January 27th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Mama Won't Fly, January 27th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Lars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just a song before I go to the concerned. Traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned. When the shows were over, we had to get back home. When we opened up the door,
David Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. David Crosby died this week. What a guy. What a musician. I'm not trying to like his politics, but boy, that guy could come up with some music. And
he did for a lot of years.
For a lot of years, so we wanted to play that. Getting back on topic here, remember the mantra, if it just saves one life, get the shot. Well, okay, how about now? What if more people are dying from getting the shot?
Well, has one life been, then when life hasn't been saved?
What if it's killing more people than it's saving? So now it's okay. It's still okay to save one life. You know, this whole thing is such complete BS. These people on the have been so filled full of propaganda crap that you can kick them right in the frickin' teeth with the truth, and they don't even see it. They can't even see it. Well, how many people died in Shasta County? Do some freaking homework. Quit listening to Mike Mangas. Get on the internet and check out some alternative news sources. Go to the source. Source the stuff. Go directly to the people that are saying this stuff. Do some freaking homework instead of throwing stones, because what we're talking about is more important than your ideological crap. People need to know this stuff. If this stuff is killing people, we need to know it, because they're still pushing it. And they don't have an agenda. They're not making frickin' billions and billions of dollars. Are you that stupid? Wow. And you can't cure stupid. You really can't. Okay?
But at the same time, they're not going to tell the people how many people are wising up and standing up, and that's what we need, you know.
Well,
we're not seeing, and that's where we come into play, so to speak, is we have to set up a parallel, like, economy or something that is,
because
otherwise, to get the truth out there so people know what the hell's going on in their own backyard, let alone across the United States.
These guys have been spoon-fed so much bullcrap that they don't even know the difference between reality, the truth, and the bullcrap. And it's easy to see. Who are you listening to? Do you get both sides of the argument? Do you go source the material? Or are you just droning out on the mainstream medias? You know, do you have your favorite, you know, personality that you like to listen to? Well, I don't do any of that. I go across the internet to 150 sources.
Yeah, you have to get it from a lot of places. And with that, we've got a caller on the line. We've got Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, you guys. And I just want to thank you for, you know, being brave. I mean, you guys speak up. Mark, you're 100% right. We need to stand up and say stuff, especially locally. I get so tired of the waffling and the mealy-mouth stuff that goes on in the press and goes on with a lot of different people. I mean, some of the justification that you should get a shot is, gee whiz, I got one, or, we got one and a booster and another booster, and we're just fine, you know?
To me, it's
thank you for bringing that up. And, I mean, you're so right. I mean, here in Shasta County, we've had a lot of people get sick. A lot of people have issues with this vaccine, and we still have people that get on the air and say, well, it's really okay, I'm fine, and I had the booster, and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. I really couldn't, and thank you for doing that and standing up. Some people, when they say what they think, get chastised. You know, some people that say the truth get persecuted. In fact, most people that say the truth, when they're looking out for other people's liberty and for other people's rights, they get chastised or they get criticized or they get crucified, basically. So anyway, thank you so much for doing that, and good show, and knock it out of the park, you guys.
All right, thanks.
We're just tired of people trying to suppress.
Well, the real deal is that all they talk about is misinformation and disinformation, and it is so right out of the playbook. I mean, we've even got quotes from the World Economic Forum, Klaus and Company, and lots of different places where disinformation, misinformation is anything that is going against their narrative. Disinformation is anybody who doesn't agree with them. Free speech only counts if you're talking towing the line of the narrative that's being injected into the news cycle from the people with the money, whether it's Pfizer, the banks, World Economic Forum. That's really what's going on. If you disagree with them, you're somehow giving misinformation, even if you got truth and facts and data on your side.
You're right, and it's even local. That's the worst.
Absolutely,
part.
Yeah, it is.
It's right here that people are so so affected by their role that they think they have in society or in class or in the surroundings of their friends and the surroundings of how this could benefit them in the community and in business. And I think it's getting to be appalling. And it's got to be called out. I mean, it just does.
Well, thanks, Terry. But it's like this. Here's a prime example. The economy's doing great. Oh, under Biden, he's done more for the economy because it was all in the tank when he got it. Hey, look around the frickin' town. Half of the stores are shuttered. You got people homeless all over the place, and we're in one of the cities that has probably been one of the least affected in California because of everybody didn't stop going to work. Oh, it's got to be good for the economy to just not go to work, stay home, shutter all the businesses. That's good, and they're still pushing the narrative that everything's going great.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And I think that people just need to stand up and. Sooner or later, like we said on our show, you're going to have to pick a side. And it just is. It's sad that it's that way. But if you're never going to convince some people of anything, and people are never going to convince us of the fact that we have God-given rights, and those rights aren't created by man.
Right.
Those rights are rights that we have that we'll keep and do anything we have to make sure those rights aren't suppressed.
But if we don't start standing up now, we're not going to be able to stand up. Whatever that entails, we've got to do it.
Well, the
to keep our country and our freedom and our liberty and for our children, we're going to have to.
Free speech only goes one way with these guys. I don't care if they disagree with me. Go get the shot if you want to do it. But don't shut us down from giving you data and information that opposes that viewpoint. See, what they've been doing for the last 2 years is shutting down every other viewpoint that doesn't agree with them as misinformation. And you go on Twitter now, since Elon Musk opened it up, it's a completely different ballgame. Because now you're getting people that are starting to post stuff that refutes their crap. And boy, you don't want to do that. You don't want to have any kind of real data that posts against the stuff that, might... counter your argument.
But did you see where Facebook was telling that out in the public, but behind the scenes, they were doing that?
They were
projecting that misinformation, and behind the scenes, Mark Zuckerberg.
We're not saying this.
We're not saying this.
We're listening to these guys saying it themselves. Whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Facebook guys, whether it's Bill Gates. These guys are telling you what they're doing. But if you don't want to listen to them, and you just want to listen to Rachel Maddow or Brian Seltzer. Oh, by the way, he's at the World Economic Forum. I got a clip on him as well, telling everybody about the misinformation. Well, the guy got fired because nobody listens to them anymore because all they do is push misinformation.
Right. Yep.
Crazy. Anyway.
Yep.
And I think, and thank you again for mentioning mountaintopmedia.com. At mountaintopmedia.com, you can go there and hear programs such as your program, Sovereign Minds. Wynn and I do Jefferson State of Mind. And of course, John Knight and Woody Clendenin, Lonnie Bengay, and Carlos Zapata do Patriot State of Mind. And they're all very, very good programs. They have very, very good information.
Yes,
and
they do.
They speak the truth. They speak the truth, not your truth or my truth, because there's no such thing as that. Anyway, I'll let you go. You guys are awesome. great show. Mark, good things happen when you rant, my friend.
All right.
Hey. So anyway, just, you guys just keep it up, and I'm going to get up here and listen.
All right, very good.
Thanks,
Terry.
Well, before we go on, I got a text from somebody that says, read Dr. Malone. He is saying that even in regards to the vaccines and stuff, it's even in our food and animal vaccine.
And again, I don't know what the truth is, but I shouldn't be stopped from speaking the truth or censored or delegitimized because I think something different. I think Dr. Malone's probably spot on. I saw a quote from him this morning. He says he doesn't support Donald Trump anymore because Trump still hasn't backed off of the vaccines. Okay. You know, so what I'm saying is that we should be able to speak the truth and speak, you know, facts and evidence and information as opposed to some party line where if you challenge anything that's said, you are somehow censored or ostracized and we've been.
Right.
We've been seeing it on, and it's not just the vaccines. We've seen it across the board, whether it was the Tea Party. Remember, they had to silence the Tea Party. They actually put a BOLO list. They were sued in court, the IRS. That was from Obama's administration. You know, I mean, I could go on and on and on with example after example of these criminals in government censoring the people, shifting the narrative, sending everybody down the garden road, the path to the self-destruction, and then you got the people that are going, yeah, oh, yeah, you guys are just misinformation.
Well, the thing of it is they want free speech just for them, but right. They don't want to allow us to have our First Amendment right of free speech or free religion or anything else. And that seems to be their narrative, and that's a big problem because either you have it the same across the board or nobody has it. It's not, you know, just whenever we pick and choose it.
Now, let's hit some facts and data, because that's really what I'm concerned about in all of this. So we have some historical references to show just when a vaccine would be approved and utilized. So the swine flu vaccine in 1976, one serious event per 100,000 vaccinees. Vaccine was withdrawn.
Okay. Say that again. One in how many?
One in 100,000. The vaccine was withdrawn. And you have the rotavirus vaccine, and that was in 1999. One to two serious events per 10,000 vaccinees. Vaccine was withdrawn. Now we have the COVID mRNA vaccines. One serious event per 800 vaccinees. Vaccine officially promoted.
Yeah, see, it doesn't...
How would you go from withdrawing to promoting?
So they've lied at every step of the way on every single thing, on everything they possibly could, but we're supposed to just go along with the program, right?
This gets worse. Yay. Okay, so this was from a Rasmussen poll, Rasmussen Reports, recently, and the question had 68% of 200 million adults, 177 million, indicate they received the COVID-19 vaccination. 7% of those who reported major side effects, that translates to 177 times 0.07 into approximately 12 million people. The CDC says major side effects are rare.
Okay, so let's stop there for a second, Dave. You're getting your data from where?
Rasmussen Pulse.
And the CDC's own website?
And the CDC. So the CDC, here's what's interesting about it. They say rare is 0.01% to 1%. However, in the Rasmussen poll, 7% of the people that said that they got it said they had serious side effects.
Let's just ignore that because, you know, I just want to move on. Yeah.
Well, on there, does it say about pregnant women and their children and how many stillborns?
I can pull that up, but I actually have more data.
See, the real deal is, are they covering this stuff up? Has this been reported in the media? Do we know that the sources are coming from the CDC, for example, or the World Health Organization? Or these are the guys that are monitoring stuff, the VAERS system. But nobody wants to hear this stuff because it doesn't stick the narrative up your keister?
Well, and here's another very interesting story. This is directly from euromomo.eu, which is an official government website tracking mortality in people in Europe. Well, here's what's very interesting. In the ages of 0 to 14 years and 15 to 44 years, excess mortality spiked radically. We're talking the high end was 400,000 across from 2017, and then you get to around 2021, 2022, and all of a sudden you start seeing these spikes up to 450,000, and then in the individuals down here at 15 to 44 years, you have a spike that's almost double this. Look at this.
But it hasn't affected me, so it doesn't really matter. And how many people in Reading have got that?
Look at this spike.
That's crazy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These guys are noodleheads.
These are the children at the top, and then these are the adults, 15 to 44.
And this is all data coming from data sources. We're not just pulling this stuff out of our hats. We're not just talking air. We're going to the sources. We're going to the people. We're going to the data places that are tracking this stuff, that are responsible for tracking this stuff. All you got to do is go look. Yeah.
So then there's also a new study. This was recently posted on James Clonatos, who's an RN and FN. New study found a 9 times increased rate of myocarditis after mRNA booster. And it has the study right here showing it, and it shows 8.89 times increase.
Why don't they at least tell us that? If it's so safe, why don't they at least give us this information? Why would they cover this stuff up?
Well, and it's very interesting, too, because now
because
we
that would be truthful.
No, because they wouldn't be selling in a
but,
30
billion. That's
30
what I'm saying.
Billion.
That would be truthful, well, and people would be going, nah, we don't want your
well, we wouldn't be selling the $36 billion a year in Moderna vaccines.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They wouldn't be taking it.
So within the first 90 days of the jab rollout, here's some interesting. This article was published March 24th, 2022. On Courageous Discourse, what really happened in the first 90 days of the jab rollout? How many adverse effects and health problems? How many deaths? And here's from the documents that Pfizer released. A small batch of documents released by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in mid-November 2021 revealed the first 3 months of the COVID jab rollout. Pfizer received 42,086 adverse event reports that included 1,223 deaths. The really large trash of Pfizer documents, some 10,000 pages, was released by the FDA on March 1st, 2022, included 9 pages of recorded side effects and about 158 different health problems.
Do you know the poll? Yes. Do you know the poll I'd like to see? Here's the poll I'd like to see. Got vaxxed, are you happy with it? Do you have any regrets? Any regrets? Not vaxxed, are you happy with it? Do you have any regrets? I bet you that if you've polled all the people who didn't get vaxxed, to a man, they'd say, I don't regret it at all. Mm-hmm. But if you polled the people that said, I got vaxxed, you're going to have a ton of these people saying, I regret, because of all these side effects, all these vaccine injuries, the deaths, all of it. Mm-hmm. But the people who didn't get vaxxed are not the ones that are getting sick, are not the ones spreading it, are not the ones, you know, and even by their own data, they said the people who had natural immunity was better than the vaccine. Go look it up.
Well, and I want you to look at this, too. So in all age ranges, once again, this is using the Euromomo.com.
Send me those charts, too, by the way, if you can. If you can, I'll put them on, we'll get them on the podcast.
You can, and yes, you should put this on the podcast. And everybody who's listening right now should watch this podcast and actually see this. So you can actually show what is actually going on.
And you can
so
see the sources. They can go to the sources themselves. Yep. They can figure out whether this is true or not themselves.
The first part of 2020, you can see a spike. Look at this spike. This spike's almost 3 times higher at the rollout of the vaccine. Now, granted, there was COVID during that time, so there's that interesting portion. But after the vaccine, now at the first part of 2021, you can end up seeing right here, it spikes almost damn near as high as it did before.
After the vaccine rollout.
After it. And then over here, now in 2023, we are having a massive spike again, and they're blaming cardiac arrest, sudden death, they don't know why. The fact of the matter is more people now are dying than they did before.
By a long shot.
By a long shot. And it shows there's almost no efficacy in these charts. And actually, recently, it looks worse.
See, and here's the thing. You know, how many people are in Reading? Okay, I know personally 2 people that have died directly as a result from getting the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many people out there know people? So let's see. If I know 2 people, and my sphere of influence is, let's say, 100,000 people, that I'm either in touch with, contact with. Let's just, it's not even close to that probably, but let's say it is. Okay. And I know two people. What's the percentage? And is that percentage over the fact that maybe we need to have a little bit of a check, you know, gut check to say, well, is this really good? Because before, they would stop the rollout. They would say, wait a minute, we need to figure out what's going on here.
I only know maybe 600-700 people directly that I have direct communication with on a monthly basis, and I know of three people that passed away from it.
That's what I'm saying. See, it's not as isolated.
I know there's a lot of people dying.
There's a lot of people dying.
Yeah.
So it's like, for instance, in the case that I'm talking about, guy goes in, gets the jab, 2 days later has a cardiac arrest and dies.
Right?
Wow.
Okay, so let's play this little clip here, and then we'll go to our the top of the hour. This is about a two-minute clip. Are we ready to go? Here we go. This is at Davos, World Economic Forum, and this is what they had to say.
I think you won't get the focus you need unless it's clear two things.
Here.
One, that there is an ongoing challenge and opportunity, and I think that is not just about COVID. It's about the fact that we are going to have a whole slew of new vaccines, injectables, that are going to deal with some of the worst diseases in the world, that give us the opportunity to make big changes in the health of the world.
When it's all said and done, it was still a pretty remarkable operation. By the way, you know, CEPI did a fantastic job. You guys deserve a lot of congratulation for it. But so I think it's around things like, how do you make sure you get the right scientific cooperation and the cooperation between the regulatory authorities so in the future you can clear things much faster? For example, on the continent of Africa, if we had an equivalent to the European Medicines Agency, we had an African Medicines Agency that allowed you to have one system, one standard, it would hugely change the way that vaccines and treatments are introduced in Africa. I think there's a huge impetus now for a national digital infrastructure. Digitization in healthcare is, I think, one of the great game changers. You know, we should be helping countries to develop a national digital infrastructure, which they will need with these new vaccines. And then, you know, finally, it's also about showing people and showing the political leadership that you can make a positive difference to your healthcare system by adopting these measures, because they've got an impact beyond any particular disease and or pandemic. So I think if you want to...
Yeah, nothing to see there. We're going to have a national digitalization of infrastructure for healthcare and other things. What is that?
Yeah, I want to know. Change health of the world. What does that mean?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that it's for the better. It just says change the health of the world.
And there's going to be a huge rollout of a bunch more vaccines. And I wonder who owns Pfizer. I wonder who gets the money from Pfizer. I wonder who the shareholders are. Who are the stockholders in Pfizer? Is anybody making some money over there? Are they donating anything to the World Economic Forum? Where's the World Economic Forum getting their money? Who's in charge of all this stuff? I'm asking too many questions again, aren't I?
It couldn't be that there's money going through Ukraine to the politicians, to Pfizer,
and all that?
No.
You know, they get some kid that's playing video games, and he's going to be the fall guy for this whole FTX thing on the digital currency that they're trying to usher in, and they're using that as the excuse. So we're going to digitize everything into a central...
Don't make the connection of the people that's involved in that in the bank in Washington, Farmington Bank, and the connection with all the other people.
We'll digitize everything into a central command. Out of Basel, Switzerland. That'll be good for the world, right? It'll be all for our own good to have just a few people in charge of everything.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's
no
going to be good.
No problem.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Oh, but they're benevolent. They're like, they got wings and stuff. They're like angels, you know. They'll take care of everybody because they're such good people. They haven't got any dogs in the hunt. They're not worried about world domination. They're not making any money. They don't care. It's all good.
Well, and it's even worse when you end up looking at the fact of Operation Warp Speed and the fact that our U.S. tax dollars was used to pay for all those vaccines. They weren't free. It was taken from the tax money and then turned out. And then now you see that they're raising and increasing the prices on the vaccine that is already questionable at best.
Yeah. All I'm saying is I'm asking questions. I'm not going to be led down the road into the slaughter just because somebody on the news locally told me that it was the right thing to do. You know, if you're not questioning this stuff at this point, you're not very bright.
Right. Well, I'm not going to have somebody shove it down my throat and tell me I have to have it done.
Right.
Well, and this is the thing. All you have to do is look at the raw data. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at this. And maybe instead of listening to the guys that say scientists are baffled, they have no idea why this is taking place, maybe, I don't know, listen to the thousands of doctors that said, hey, this is going to cause myocarditis. You need to stop this right now. Hey, this is going to cause infertility. Hey, this is going to end up causing all kinds of heart attacks and cardiac arrest. Hey, this is going to cause blood
clots. Here's one for you, real quick. Africa.
No, they're going.
Africa. Starkly unvaccinated and starkly unvanished by COVID.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a vaccine out of
my hat.
Well,
there you go. Stay tuned for the second half. It's all we're mine.
I believed every word that you said. Now that you're gone, my world is in shreds.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Authorities in California say they're investigating the possibility that a male suspect believed to have shot and killed 10 people at a Lunar New Year celebration last night outside L.A. might have entered a second dance hall 30 minutes later and tried it again. In that case, the weapon he was carrying was wrestled away by someone at the Alhambra dance studio, and the suspect himself fled. He remains at large. Six more classified documents found at President Biden's home in Delaware.
An FBI search of the president's house in Wilmington yielded additional documents containing classification markings. Federal officials also took possession of some of his notes. The president's lawyer says the FBI had full access to the president's home, including personally handwritten notes, files, papers, binders, memorabilia, and other documents. It's the latest in a series of discovered classified materials which have become a political headache for the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, is heading out.
Klain's expected departure comes not long after the White House and Democrats had a better-than-expected showing in the November elections. But now Republicans have a majority in the House, and the White House is preparing to shift to a more defensive posture. His departure also comes as the administration struggles to contain the fallout after classified documents dating from Mr. Biden's time as vice president were discovered at his home in Wilmington, Delaware, and his former institute in Washington. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to investigate the matter. Ken Lorman reporting.
The protests turned violent in downtown Atlanta in the wake of the killing of an environmental activist by authorities. Officials say the 26-year-old shot and wounded a state trooper and was then shot dead himself. Masked activists took to the streets last night throwing rocks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
People across China rang in the Lunar New Year today.
It's the most important annual holiday in China. Each year is named after one of the 12 signs of the Chinese zodiac in a repeating cycle, with this year being the year of the rabbit. For the last 3 years, celebrations were muted in the shadow of the pandemic. As communities across Asia welcomed the year of the rabbit, the Vietnamese were celebrating the year of the cat instead. No official answer to explain the difference, but one theory suggests cats are popular because they often help Vietnamese rice farmers chase away rats. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
5 years after it made its splashy public debut, the hashtag MeToo era organization Time's Up is ceasing operations. A year after pledging a major reset following a damaging internal report sparked by a scandal, the group's board chair tells the AP Time's Up will shift all its remaining funds to a Time's Up legal defense fund. News and analysis at townhall.com. New polling from heritage.org is suggesting over half of active military personnel are worried about the politicization of the U.S. military. Former Green Beret and former Florida GOP Congressman Michael Waltz says that's showing up on enlistment lists.
And we're now facing the military's worst recruiting crisis since Vietnam. The Army had to lower its goals by 10,000 and then fell another 15,000 short. And we have no indication that it's going to get any better.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Waltz says the military is focusing on things like climate change when China is the real threat. Today is Sunday, January 22nd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actress Piper Laurie, who's 91 years old. Movie director Jim Jarmusch is 70. Actress Diane Lane turns 58 years old today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gate 19, satisfy your ultimate mind, trying out a dream. Your sign is Capricorn in every corner of your mind. Says you'll remain my friend until you're mine. Silverbird.
Sovereign Minds, we're back. Mark Lindsay, just in case you want to know, Silverbird. We have a little theme going on there. We'll hit a couple more breaks so we can get some more songs out there because there's a little bit of a theme going on here. Let's see if you can figure out what it is as we go along. All right, let me go back to, let me see what I got here. I think I just pulled that other up here. Hold on. Yeah, here we go. So this is a little clip from Freedom Tunes. And, a little tongue-in-cheek here. Let's see what they have to say about the latest events that's been happening over in Joe's garage.
All right. Based on the debriefing, those stolen documents should be here.
Oh, I'm so excited. We're finally gonna nail Trump. Yes, we got him. The walls are closing in, Orange Boy. And all because you had to steal a vice presidential cheat sheet that says don't sniff reporters. I don't think these are Trump's. Oh, please. Who else would want to take these documents on? Getting your son to share his crack. Huh.
Are you
kidding me? Check this out. He burnt this folder with Hunter Biden's criminal record in it. Why would Trump do that? Because he didn't want people to find it and see how clean it was. Duh. Oh my gosh. Look at this. A DARPA research folder on how to make children-scented air fresheners.
This isn't Trump's stuff, man.
Then why does the racist have a full profile on an old black man in here? Who else would be spying on minorities?
Says his name is Corn Pop?
It has the word bad dude written on it in crayon. Why are you always defending Trump? I'm not, but this is clearly Biden's stash. Is not. No, stop! Hey, cut that out!
Good going, now we woke him up for sure.
Oh no. Oh my gosh! President Biden!
I told you.
Trump kidnapped you! How long have you been here for?
You're a fat,
What are you doing in my kitchen?
We're just making sure Trump didn't plant evidence on you. Yep, this garage looks good.
Sick him, Hunter!
Sounded like Rob Reiner there for a second. But that obviously is comedic parody. But you know something?
It's really not.
It's not far off the truth with some of these guys. They are freaking bent on blaming Trump for everything. It is absolutely insane. Oh, there's no comparison between Trump and Biden on these documents because Trump's a known liar and a criminal. Are you freaking kidding me? We got clips all the way back to the 80s of Biden lying about stuff. We got evidence he's got money coming in from China. His son is a criminal dealing with Ukraine. We've got evidence of him on tape saying that they fired the prosecutor that was going after his son in Ukraine. I mean...
Well, and the journalistic integrity, too. Oh, well, Trump's guy told... Or not Trump, but Biden's guy told us this, so this is what we're going with.
I'm not even sticking up for Trump. I'm just saying it's kind of a two-way street here, isn't it?
Well, that's the way it is. I mean, you have the globalists and the globalist agenda, and you have the regular peons like you, me, and everybody else. I mean, even Musk has one here that's pretty interesting in regards to this. I think we should stay on the on the other thing first.
We're going here to this, but do you know where the term peon comes from?
Because they're up top and they pee on you.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what the king did.
Exactly right. They called them the peons because they would pee on them. They'd gather underneath the castle keep, you know. And hey, you know, they are my subjects. All right, here. This is another clip from the European Commission Vice President Vera Jourova at the World Economic Forum, and she says illegal hate speech, which you will soon also in the United States. You know, evidently we're going to implement that here, and I think that they have a strong reason why this needs to be criminal law, because anybody that disagrees with us is hateful, aren't they? Here we go.
Well, we need the people who understand the language and the case law in the country. Because what qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S., I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
Well, you know, it's like Jordan Peterson's being attacked right now up in Canada about his license, because they want him to say and take a test, you know, to prove that he, you know, is going to, you know, have his mind right. You know, it's and what he said is absolutely appropriate. Freedom of speech is not just about freedom of speech. It's about freedom of thought. If they can shut down your speech, they can control your thoughts as well, because if you can't express what you're thinking to nobody, you might as well not even have a thought.
Well, and honestly, too, when you end up looking at what Jordan Peterson is saying, all he's saying is actually take control of your life. I mean,
right.
To use a Jordan Peterson impression, you need to clean your room. You need to get your own life in order, and you'd have to work about that. And
that wasn't
otherwise, you let the snakes in. And if you let the snakes in, the snakes are going to control your life. And all you got to do is take control of your life, and you kick the snakes out, and then you have better control. You need to go to re-education therapy, sir.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I need to put a German accent on that. You need to go to social re-education.
Because your social justice must prevail. how much evidence do you need? It's coming from their mouths. All you got to do is listen. All you have to do is listen. Check out the data. Don't believe us? Go do a little homework for yourself. I didn't just run across this one day and decide, well, Trump ran for office, so I'm just going to do whatever I... Yeah, I want to toe the conservative party line.
Well, and check out their own data. When their own data doesn't end up adding up, Why do you trust them?
I don't care about anybody's data except the truthful data. I want to know what the frickin' truth is so I can prepare myself, my life, my family, so that we're not falling victim or being victimized by our own government, whether it's local, state, or federal, because that's what government does. That's why the founders limited the government. The Constitution was not set up to protect the government from us. It was set up to protect us from the government.
Well, and this is the exact thing. When you end up seeing that they came out from the White House of all places and said the vaccine is 100% effective and will prevent transmission, only to come out 2 days earlier from the CDC that it doesn't prevent transmission and it's not 100% effective.
Well, I read the month-by-month thing. You saw what that's a true chronological order of what they did.
But why would you believe anything that came out of the government's mouth?
Well, and this is the problem. You still have people that want to be able to look at daddy government and say, Daddy, help me.
Why does that?
Show me what
remember
you,
the old
what
joke, the three biggest lies? You know, I'm from the government and I'm here
to help you.
One of them.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, I'm not going to go with the other two because, but that's the truth. You know, is that the government has been man's worst enemy since beginning of time. That's why we bound them down with the chains of a constitution. It wasn't so that we gave them power. It was so we could limit their power.
Mm-hmm. But we haven't been holding them to it. We've allowed the government to get big.
Well, because we're all brainwashed with stupid crap out there. Oh, yeah, they're doing this for our own good.
There is a certain portion of the population, and I would actually say a large portion of the population, that wants to be controlled.
Sure.
That want to that, be controlled.
Well, it's their
do.
Feelings right now. It's how I feel. I feel good at the moment.
Sheep need a shepherd.
It's all about me and my feelings. Don't you know that?
Well, and then there's also the converse flip side, and this is very interesting about, this was from January 18th on Timcast IRL, and it was from Elon Musk. I said, wouldn't it be great if we could compile a game contest of who said the craziest stuff between 4chan and World Economic Forum?
Hey, these guys are morally superior to the rest of the population. They're just the authorities on this stuff. That's why they got to fly hookers in and they're sex trafficking, and that's why we can't get Epstein's list. You know, we do have the flight log going to Epstein Island, and boy, there seems to be a lot of celebrities and politicians on that. You know, it's because they're morally superior to the rest of us is why they should be in charge of everything.
Superior race, I guess.
Yeah. He asked us a superior race. Well, shut up. Would you like some soap for the shower?
Well, and here's two more that I actually find very interesting as for polls. So Elon Musk said WEF is increasingly becoming an unelected world government that the people never asked for and don't want. And then he released a poll that said the World Economic Forum should control the world. Yes or no? Yes was 14%. No was 86% with 611,000 total votes.
It's disturbing. Where do they come from and where are they getting funded? Why are people even listening to them and gathering around them or anything? Why don't they just get rid of them?
Because originally it appears that from the funds that were originally sourced to get started for Klaus Schwab was apparently directly linked to the CIA, according to some of the links that I've seen.
Who knows?
And then afterwards, he apparently started amassing massive amounts of wealth in organizations and groups. And the groups they take shell companies to a whole new level.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're probably connected to the world banking, because if you had a bank that could print money out of thin air on all these central banks and fund anything you wanted, you might want to fund these things that, just kind of take over the world a little bit.
They definitely seem to own them. I mean, why is it the ESG is every single one of the banks, aside from just your local credit unions? Why is Bank of America and Western Union and PayPal and all the rest of these signing on lockstep to go straight monkeying forwards and saying, yay, we're going to go ahead and control the world and you guys are all going to own nothing and we're going to own everything?
You're just a conspiratorial kind of guy. It's conspiracy after conspiracy. You know, the shots are for our own good. You know, the banking's not out of control. The economy's doing great, you conspiratorial guy that
it was transitory inflation, right?
Transitory inflation. I mean, I'm trying to come up with conspiracy theories that didn't come true after we talked about them. There's a couple left, I think. But, you know, I mean, well, you know, and of course, these guys aren't they're, like I say, I want somebody who's morally corrupt and morally out of touch with, you know, the people, who's unelected, who does whatever they want, who's trying to take over the world, running everything.
Well, and it's what we're seeing right now is we're seeing the breakdown of the fabric of society. We are seeing that these people are absolutely insane. I had a poll earlier that was pulled up. 74% of Democrats think the church is hurting America, that church is bad and it's a destructive thing.
You want to hear the most insane thing I've heard in the last 2 days? Is down in San Francisco. They've now got their reparations committee up and running, and they're talking about giving $500 million as reparations to individuals in San Francisco for slavery reparations. And they've got to do the lineage thing on. They got to make sure that they qualify right now.
Yeah, I heard that.
These people are criminally insane. Okay. So that's not going to divide the people when you impoverish this guys that worked for it and you give it to these guys who never did a damn thing in their life and have never been enslaved. But, you know, the one guy wants it in gold and silver, by the way.
So recently, once again, January 18th, you had a Mall of America security ask a customer to remove their Jesus Save shirts, claiming it was offending people. So the shopper, Paul Shoro, wore a bright yellow shirt with the word
Jesus
crossed out. The phrase, Jesus is the only way, written below. Jesus associated with religion, and it's offending people. A security guard is heard telling the man in the viral video, which was filmed on January 7th. The guard tells Shoro that the shirt cannot be worn in the mall, claiming it's religious soliciting.
I guess if you wear a shirt saying everybody needs a vax, That's okay, because that's not courteous to anybody.
Well, you can do a t-shirt of Mao.
Yeah.
And that's not a problem.
Hey,
yeah, no problem.
Shura replies, I didn't say anything, though. I didn't speak. I didn't say anything. I just went to Macy's. Again, I'm giving you a couple of options.
Can I have a Klaus Schwab shirt?
You can take the shirt off and go into Macy's, and you can do your shopping. One of the three guards circling him states. Or you can leave the mall. Okay, those are your only options right now.
I want a shirt that says, I own nothing. I'm giving everything to Klaus Schwab.
You'll be fine with that one.
And I'll be happy.
Yeah. And so will everybody around you.
He's going to be happy.
They understand that you finally got the message of how this
works. We're going to give it all to who? Klaus, why not? Hey, you know, we can make a Bond movie out of it. You know, you can stroke your little cat and, you know, yes, yes, we are taking off so well because we are so benevolent and that's for your own good. Just shut up and get back to work or we'll have to put you into the cavernous catacombs below the captain's.
No, you get to go on the train.
Well, and once again, finally on January 20th, we have new information coming out saying the FBI is offering a $25,000 reward for information on a series of attacks against anti-abortion pregnancy centers. Now, they're not anti-abortion pregnancy centers. They're anti-murder, and they're just telling you, hey, here's resources to help you not kill your kid and be, you know, a parent.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. This is Tucker Carlson. We're not going to do the whole thing, but I think there's important stuff here. And let's see what Tucker has to say about this stuff. Here we go.
Happy Wednesday. Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. So if you've been paying attention for the past 5 or 6 years, and we know you have been, you've probably noticed the inverted nature of modern language. Pretty much everything is precisely the opposite of what they claim it is. So the people who tell you they're defending democracy are promoting authoritarianism, which is not democracy. Then the Black Lives Matter movement winds up killing black people. Who would have seen that coming? Then our public health authorities make the population sicker. And this is our new favorite, the so-called World Economic Forum seems to exist to destroy national economies. Not an overstatement. It was the WEF, keep in mind, that told the government of Sri Lanka to give up modern fertilizer. Oh, good plan, guys. Go ahead and try it. Result? The country collapsed and people starved. Then it was the WEF that promoted Sam Bankman-Fried's historic Ponzi, the biggest financial fraud in history. Apparently the savants at the World Economic Forum just couldn't tell that this twitchy, pill-popping kid in cargo shorts, who literally played video games during interviews, was an utterly transparent scammer. They had no idea. They thought he was a genius, just like them. And of course, it was the WEF that predicted the COVID lockdowns would, quote, quietly improve cities, not turn them into ominous hellscapes of unemployment, drug addiction, and crime. It seemed like a good plan at the time. Hey, I've got an idea. Let's prevent people from working. That'll make them rich. It'll quietly improve life for everyone. That's the World Economic Forum for you. The WEF is often described as a group of supervillains, but they're also hilariously idiotic. Not just evil, buffoonish. And by the way, they know it. They're smart enough to be embarrassed anyway. The WEF has since deleted its tweet about COVID lockdowns. It has memory-holed its promotion of scammer Sam Bankman-Fried. It has conveniently forgotten all about its guidance on Sri Lankan fertilizer, on which it turns out the WEF is not an expert. None of that ever happened. The slate is clean. So we're ready for yet another World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, which is underway right now. The event kicked off this week with 84-year-old Klaus Schwab, he's the founder of the WEF, promising to, quote, master the future.
We could meet at a more challenging time. We are confronted with so many crises simultaneously. What does it need to master the future? I think to have a platform where all stakeholders of global society are engaged.
We must master the future. Master the future. So mastering the future is now the top item on the to-do list at the World Economic Forum this year. That's the first clue. These people are not living the same life you are. By the end of this week, you hope to find some time to get an oil change or maybe pick up some dandruff shampoo at Rite Aid. At the World Economic Forum, they plan to master the future. That's the kind of people they are. How are they going to do it, by the way? Well, they're going to do it with John Kerry, who, despite physical appearances, is still alive. Kerry will be 80 years old this year, so it goes without saying that if he's going to master the future, he'd better hurry. Thankfully, he's got a plan. Watch.
It's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about, quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever. And there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
So, most people don't understand, but we are a select group of human beings, John Kerry tells the attendees of the World Economic Forum, who honestly did not need to be reminded of that. People may say we're crazy, tree-hugging, liberal do-gooders, but we know the truth, which is that actually we're soulless, greed-head money worshippers who'd sell our own children to China for a big enough tax credit. Shout out to you, Larry Fink, in the third row. That was John Kerry's message at the World Economic Forum, which is also effectively the WEF's credo. But then John Kerry went further. What we're doing today, he said, in saving the planet is almost, quote, extraterrestrial. In other words, if you ever suspected these people are freaking aliens, it turns out you're right. They are. And as if to prove it, Al Gore himself showed up. At 74 years old, Al Gore is as awkward, synthetic, and weird as he has ever been since eighth grade to now. Though at this point, he's much, much richer thanks to Google stock. Ever notice how the richer people get, the more they seem like Bill Gates? It's not your imagination. Al Gore single-handedly proves that theory. Here he was today.
Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act.
Always angry, always shouting.
Sounds like
fatter but still grumpy. They're climate refugees now. They're climate refugees. They're not economic migrants fleeing the squalor of Tegucigalpa for the generous social services of El Paso. No, they're not. They're climate refugees who have no choice but to risk their lives with coyotes because you drive a full-size Silverado. Illegal immigration is your fault, Middle America. It's not our fault. We got nothing to do with it. We just run the world. If this is all starting to sound like a bad CNN segment to you, a parade of self-confident dumb people, rich in self-esteem, low in wisdom, giving moralizing lectures to one another's applause, well, let us confirm that for you. Where was Don Lemon? Why wasn't he there? Well, he wasn't. That's a next year's program, no doubt. This year, we're not making this up, America's favorite unemployed media critic, Mr. Brian Stelter, ladies and gentlemen. Watch.
The clear and present danger of disinformation is our conversation here this afternoon. It follows a session just now about disrupting distrust, and of course those are connected, so I hope that's where we can start. I'm Brian Stelter, formerly of CNN, now a fellow at Harvard University. A reminder that the hashtag is WEF23. We can try to put some real information out into the world to make up for all the crazy.
Make up for all the crazy. The conclusion this year at the World Economic Forum is that people who are not at the World Economic Forum have too much free speech, too many bad ideas, too much crazy, and too much opportunity to talk. They're still talking out there. Stop them before they talk some more. So if you're getting the impression that the world's most mediocre people and least self-aware people are all congregating in Switzerland this week, you are on to something. In fact, it might be worth getting an attendee list just to make certain that not a single person who was there this week ever has power over you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
If one of these people shows up supervising the bake sale at your kid's school, call the police. They're not qualified. So with that in mind, it was interesting to see Florida Congresswoman Maria Salazar there. Maria
I'm going to stop there. And I think we were going to go to a break here. And I just wanted to mention that, you know, Brian is fired from CNN, and now he's a fellow at Harvard University. Really? So, you know the old saying is you go to Harvard and you turn left. I don't even think you have to
make a left anymore.
Yeah, all you got to do is work at a news organization that's failing because they are passing out disinformation like hotcakes and blaming everybody else for being propagandists except themselves. Boy, I'll tell you what.
If you want to call in and have a question or comment or just talk to us, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Save the planet.
I drew a line down in the sand just to see if you'd cross again. 'Cause I know people, they never change. Same old stories, it's a different day.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Mind Radio. That's called, that's by A Conspiracy of Owls. It's called The Silver Song. And I want to add that part of the problem that we're dealing with on a worldwide basis, a community, you know, locally, whatever, is what's called normalcy bias. And the definition of normalcy bias is a human tendency to respond to threat warnings with disbelief and minimization and to similarly underestimate the disaster's deleterious effects. Thank you. The bad things that are going to happen because you don't want to do it. It's scary. In other words, if your belief system is getting dismantled brick by brick by brick because you've been believing things that aren't true, that's scary. You're going to wake up in the middle of the night shivering because all the things that you thought were true aren't. And so you have a tendency to go, I don't think that's true.
Well, on that note, too, before we go to our caller, there is, in regards to the World Economic Forum, there's a disturbing trend to where they're focusing more and more, like what she was talking about in that clip that you played about free speech and how we're going to be working to end that.
Right.
And how it's over. And that's been a consistent theme. Well, now they're going through and doing a cyber pandemic exercise, very similar to what took place at Event 201 with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, John Hopkins University, all the rest of those guys, pre-COVID, when that ended up happening. Now they have a cyber pandemic. Now, the briefing on this goes as follows. The World Economic Forum officials warn global instability could lead to a catastrophic cyber event. The World Economic Forum warned that the current level of global instability could lead to a catastrophic cyber attack within the next 2 years, officials said in a Wednesday press conference. The vast majority of business leaders, 86%, believe that such an event is possible, the WEF said, citing research at Global Cybersecurity Outlook Report 2023, a forecast based on surveys, interviews, and workshops. Well, now they're setting up for this cyber pandemic to prepare and get ready, but basically what they're calling for in this is complete control over the internet to be able to take down.
See, why, it's always the theme of complete control of everything. Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go.
Yeah, we've got a couple callers. First of all, we've got Dolores. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning. I guess I'm calling because I was listening to you guys talk about the vaccines, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you some important information for the listeners. Okay, you know what's been going on at the Gateway Unified School District, right? And I actually called in yesterday Steve Peters radio station, and I actually mentioned that there's a group who are actually planning to recall the newborn members, and they have to wait for 90 days, okay? The person who's steering that is actually Kay Colby. Kay Colby's the person who's been involved in Chef-A-Lake for a long time, okay? She's the person who actually was promoting for the vaccines at her business, okay? Just for the listeners, for be aware of this here, I'm going to give you some information. Maybe somebody forgot about this one. About a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, maybe. So, Kate Colby, Mike Mangus, and Ann Morningstar, they actually filed for an application to be reappointed for the Public Health Advisor Board. These people are the people who promote the vaccine, especially Kay Colby. She's on this committee, and this is a Public Health Advisor Board. This woman has been just promoting the vaccines after vaccines and having this in her business. We can't have people like this taken over. These liberals are just destroying our children, because I'm looking at the agenda. They're also been talking about the children here. And I'm going to send a copy of the agenda. The next meeting's in March the 8th. And they just had a meeting January the 11th. So this person has been involved, and Kay Colby has been involved too much in politics.
Well, listen, Dolores, maybe what you could do is, can you send me a copy of that to my email, and maybe we could do a program on it on the next week or something?
Absolutely. Especially Mike Mangus. Media?
Everybody knows that I don't have a whole lot of good things to say about Mike Mangus from what I've seen. Anyway, go ahead and send that to my email address. It's kentmark, K-E-N-T-M-A-R-K.
Okay, I will. At
msn.com, and then I'll take a look at what you got, and we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds great. Thank
Thanks,
you, guys.
Nice. You bet.
But there's a lot of stuff going over on at Gateway, and I'm working on some different stuff, too, that we're just waiting to get some of the information out,
so
but
we'll that'll
that help.
We'll get together for a show. So let's get to our next caller.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Dolores.
With that, we've got Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Hey, what a tag on the vaccines. Are you folks aware that apparently all vaccines will have the mRNA component in it? Flu, tetanus.
No, I hadn't really heard that.
I hadn't heard that.
I've heard them pushing for it.
Apparently, executive order, Biden signed it some months ago. And then to tag on to that, what's our blood supply going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
if you got to get
question,
a,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like that baby up in Seattle a week or so ago.
Oh, the parents refused.
The parents refused to get the baby blood that wasn't pure. They had their own donor, and the hospital did it anyway, and the baby died. So
that's correct.
Yep.
I'm glad you knew that. I couldn't cite the source, but I'm aware of that also. Can we bank our own blood? In fact, I had an appointment with UC Davis with a surgeon there, and I've canceled because
you used to be able to do that, Andrew, but then they started changing some things, and I don't know if you can still bank your own blood. I know I tried to do it for our mom, and they wouldn't allow me to do it.
It only lasts so long.
Yeah, and that too. Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyway.
Right. Well, Anyway, do you know of any associations in the Redding, Shasta area who are now banking blood? Because that's going to be a thing of the future. And also dating sites, think about that.
Boy, there's a lot of ramifications of this if what we're saying is even a little bit right.
American Red Cross used to be one that would bank it, but I don't know. You might want to call them and see if they'll bank it or not.
Yeah, or maybe we need to talk to somebody that knows and start one or something. I don't know.
Right. Just a thought. Good show. Thank you, guys. I got snow on the ground up here, and it's sunshiny. Nice.
Nice.
It's only 34, but it's nice.
34 and sparkly.
Yes, it is. All right, guys.
Thanks a lot. And
before we go to our next guest, I just want to mention that the Board of Supervisors meeting is on Tuesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. I want to get that out there, public comment. They're going to be talking about the Dominion voting machines as part of the agenda. And I think as many people need to show up as possible, support the supervisors and their efforts down there now that we've got a board down there that actually cares about what the people think.
I'm going to try to be there. I might have jury duty, though.
Yeah.
So with that.
All I can say is it sucks to be you.
I get called all the time.
I know you
they say that it only once a year. I'm constantly being called.
Just go down there and tell go down there and tell them you're a racist.
They'll probably excuse me because I'm white.
Well, isn't that the same thing?
Yeah. And with that, we'll go to Dick. Good morning, Dick. I get
called all the time. You're on the air, Dick. Are you there?
Whoa, I got big feedback. Are you there?
Who's that?
Are you there? Are you there?
I'm here.
What you got for us? The air.
Yeah, this is Dick.
Okay, Dick. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I just sent Linda forward a message to her. I think I did to her cell phone. I got an iPhone. I'm not used to it, and I just fumble around on it. But it's an article I got this week. I've sent it around. It's from News Punch. It says WEF World Economic Forum hires unvaccinated pilots to fly them to Davos.
I did see that. Yes.
Safety of our members is number one priority, it says. So they only hired unvaccinated pilots because of safety.
Nothing to see here. Move right along. We've accepted all of our guys, and we probably haven't taken it, but that's okay. You need to do that.
You guys need to do that for the safety of everybody else.
What's for me is not for thee.
Anyway, I sent it to you, Linda. I don't know if you got it or not.
I'm looking.
Because I used to have a flip phone for a long time, and for Father's Day, my daughter bought me a iPhone, and I'm still learning how to use it.
Yep, I got it. It says WEF hires unvaccinated pilots to fly them to Davos. Safety of our members is number one priority.
They're extraterrestrial, you know. They're different.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Klaus Schwab has banned vaccinated pilots from transporting World Economic Forum members in and out of Davos due to the safety risk they pose.
You can't be having your pilot die in the air because that could be a problem.
Not if he's on it. He's a little worried that he might be on the plane maybe. And
AI hasn't caught up to that one.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Dick, for that. I appreciate that.
You know that football player that got cardiac arrest?
I can't think of his name. Damon, not something.
But you don't mention about whether he's been vaccinated.
He was.
He was vaccinated.
Like a week or so before.
Yeah.
I think that's a problem, but nobody will say it.
Well, it's not the vaccine that gets you. It's the booster. Jesus.
Okay, that's it.
All right. Thanks, Dick. We appreciate it.
All right. So I do have a small clip here from our friend JP that we probably need to play while we have a little bit of time here. Should we go to a break and then come back maybe?
I don't know.
Let's just play this and then I think we got enough time here. All right, here we go.
Yeah, we got 13
this is
minutes.
This is disaster control for the Biden classified documents. That's much different than the Trump classified documents. And if you don't think something smells a little rotten here, and I think they're giving Biden up because they know that, boy, he's going to be a heck of a candidate. He's not even going to know who he is by the time we get to 2024. So here we go.
This is terrible. They're finding the big guy's classified documents everywhere.
It gets worse. Yeah. More just turned up.
Where?
Right next to his Corvette.
He has a Corvette?
Yeah. What a douche.
Pretty much. But that's on top of the documents they found in his home and in his unsecure office at UPenn.
Why does he have an office at UPenn?
He was a professor there.
Could you imagine what it'd be like to learn from Professor Biden? Definitely worth $80 million.
The point. Biden's presidency is in jeopardy. We need a plan.
Things are going according to our plan. Well, the good news here is that Trump did the same thing first. That's right. We were instructed not to find Biden's documents that we had already found until after we raided Mar-a-Lago.
That's the FBI.
That's an interesting coincidence. Part of the plan.
But how do we position this for the optics? Why don't we start a only transphobes are afraid of illegally possessed classified documents smear campaign? That's no good, because then we'll be encouraging people to be less phobic of Trump.
Good point.
Ugh. Should we be worried about the FBI launching an investigation that fully exposes us?
Don't need to worry about the FBI. The administration controls them.
That's true.
Actually, we control them. That's even more true.
Maybe we blame Trump for what Biden did. Haven't we done that for everything so far? Maybe we should blame Russia. But haven't we done that for everything so far, too?
Yeah, good point. But those are the only two things we know how to do. And it's just so weird that the media that we control is turning on Biden.
Another part of our plan.
Yeah, super weird. And the pressure for him to resign is mounting. And this country wouldn't be able to function without Biden at the wheel. He is a tremendous leader.
Maybe we can make this all just go away if we film Joe while banging a prostitute while on crack.
That seems like a move out of Hunter's playbook.
He called me earlier with a suggestion.
I can get you some crack.
That actually doesn't seem like a bad idea. I mean, that move seemed to have kept Hunter from getting in trouble. Maybe it could be a good play for us.
But I have a feeling that might not work with this.
It occurs to me that if we can't get the big guy out of hot water and he's forced to resign under the pretense that it was wrong to have illegally possessed classified documents, that would sway the public perception to pressure Trump to drop out of the 2024 presidential race for doing the same thing.
Part of our plan.
Weird how the stars seem to be lining up for that. But if that were to happen, then what?
Can you say Gavin Newsom?
What was that?
Can you say Gavin Newsom? Oh, man. Yeah, he's done such a stellar job in California. It's so great in California now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the free estate.
Did you get your free poop, Matt, when you went to San Francisco?
I'm not going. I ain't going to San Francisco.
I left mine in San Francisco, high on a hill. Was he mayor there? Well, that could be the deal. You know, run Newsom, appoint Kamala Harris. She appoints Newsom as the vice president. Newsom then is in the second slot for the vice president. And Kamala Harris gets impeached for not taking care of the border and being an idiot. I don't know if that's an impeachable offense, being an idiot.
Because we would have had impeachment of Biden.
Everybody would be gone.
A long time ago,
I mean.
Yeah, we would have had several people.
There'd be nobody left.
Yeah, it's like, that's a good way to clean house up there.
There you go.
You know?
Who knew?
Teach them, yeah.
Who knew?
But then if we do that, we could run a risk of having Harris in there for 10 years or something. That's a scary thought.
Oh, no, she wouldn't last 10 years. There's no way. Because she would, after the first few press conferences of laughing uncontrollably for 5 minutes, she would be totally, discredited.
Well, we got Biden in there. How come he's not discredited yet?
Well, he's getting there. He's give him some more time here, because we've got a whole week of them finding more classified documents.
did you see him getting on the Air Force One or whatever the other day? It looked like he was drunk or something. He's like high stepping it and out there, and whoa, you know, he's kind of tilting around.
Have to crawl up the stairs this time.
Well, there's that.
Well, and JP was a little behind on his classified documents. He was one cache behind, you know, when he made the video. Because six more classified documents were found in the Wilmington, Delaware home of Joe Biden on Friday. So that video was made on Thursday. So he didn't know about the Friday documents. And so this is the fifth batch of classified documents found in Biden's possession, and the fourth to be found at the Wilmington home in searches that stretching from this started in December 20th to this Friday. The first batch was found in the Biden. I know.
I a power slap official. This guy just hauls up and slaps the snot out of this guy, knocks him out. It's some kind of thing.
Oh, you're watching TikTok or something.
No, this was on Twitter, but I'm sorry. I just caught me by surprise as I was scrolling through trying to get something.
Anyway, so, you know, we're back to you know, this Biden thing, I mean, how do you spin this out? I like I say, something's rotten in Denmark. His own guys have been giving him up on this. The FBI, who's under their control, is finding all the documents. His attorneys are finding the documents in collusion with the FBI.
Here's my thoughts on it. I think that they are planning on throwing Biden under the bus and then saying, oh, look it, we did this with Biden, so we have to obviously do this with Trump, too. That way we can turn around and kick him out. Camilla ends up taking over, and then they can go after Trump and say, oh, he can't run again.
I don't know.
Two birds, one stone. Because it seems like the media overall has been turning on him quite a lot. And it seems like they're...
Well, there's no honor among thieves, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Well,
they don't care. They want to save their own neck.
He served his role. I mean, if anybody saw what was taking place in America, and it was under a president that seemed like he was cognitively capable, I feel like people would have revolted a long time ago. When you look at the gas prices, when you look at what's going on with eggs, when you look at what's going on with food, when you look at the prices of everything.
But it's getting better. That was a look of deer in headlights.
I was wondering if I accidentally pushed the NPC mode on you.
I'm just saying, I just like to know what he's done good and why he's still in there. You know, they blame Trump for everything, you know, impeach him, he did this. What about Biden? What about all the crap that he's doing? How come we have a double standard going here when it comes to Biden?
How come they haven't raided anybody's house? I have a clip here. I don't know how long it is here. Let's try it out. This is Biden's special assistant talking about how many documents they've found.
They're giving it all up, are they?
Give us a sense of how many classified documents we are now talking about total across all three locations.
Sure, it's a good question, and actually the answer to it is a little bit complicated because of this point that I'm making about the integrity of an ongoing Justice Department investigation. The Justice Department is going to be looking at all sorts of questions like that throughout their investigation. We want to be very, very careful to be respectful of the integrity of that investigation, to not speak too much about the underlying contents and materials, especially things that we may not know all the answers.
There's the answer.
Give us a sense of how many classes.
So there's the answer.
They don't
We're
know?
Not sure if they've found them all yet.
They just keep on coming.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, what was this guy walking around? Half lit? Well, maybe Hunter was half lit because, you know, the thing is when you're in charge of one thing, take care of the documents before you give them to the Chinese or the Ukrainians, okay? Take care. You put them, in a safe place and stop smoking that, okay? So they don't know where they're at. They've got three locations going now. They don't know how many documents, and if they do, they're afraid to say because if they said, well, there's 30 documents, and then all of a sudden
there's
10
60.
More pop up at another location tomorrow, you know, that would look bad. And, of course, they want to keep the integrity of the investigation in line because that would be, you know, the thing to do. Unlike leaking classified stuff like at Mar-a-Lago where they showed all these documents spread out all over the floor that had, you know, SCIF markings on them, you know.
And then isn't it my understanding most of those documents on Biden was from when he was vice president?
Well, that's the thing.
You can't do that as my. Well, you're not supposed to be able to do that.
As the president, you could actually declassify
that. But not as vice president.
But when you're the vice president, you stash the documents away and you don't tell anybody because they find them. Or they plant them, and then you can't declassify them at that point because they were at your
Hunter,
house.
Yeah.
before, and if you were going to declassify them, you should have brought them all out and said, we're going to declassify these now that I'm president. But, you know, when you forget about them, you know, because they're in the garage behind the vet in boxes and, you know, down there at the UPenn Center where the
you were more worried about how much drugs you got.
No.
From the hooker, that she shortchanged you on the drugs and then the documents, you might have a problem.
So, sick him, Hunter.
There is a pretty cool one here I want to give a shout-out to.
All right, we're running out of time. We got 2 minutes here, if that.
Gates introduces an Abolish the ATF Act in response to the stabilizing bracing ruling. So he's been one of these few guys that keeps going out. I'm not sure if they'll actually go through with it, but that would be awesome if they did that. And then one more quick thing. Update. We have on the 28th coming up, my wife is hosting the 7th annual.
That's right. I forgot to
Walk
that
for
on.
Life.
Yeah, very good. Glad you brought it up.
And so that's going to be taking
place
on Saturday, the 28th, at the Reading City Hall at 12 o'clock.
All right.
So you start there and then you walk. And
we may be doing it a little bit different this year. We have a permit that we're getting, and we've got a bunch of vendors and a bunch of people that are going to be coming out there to support it, and all of the proceeds are going to go to organizations that help expecting mothers to get through their motherhood stages and to get on their way.
Okay. I think we're at the
bombshell.
End.
Real quick. New emails revealed. Dr. Fauci was part of NIH and WHO. Conspiracy to silence Wuhan lab leak.
Yeah, we've been waiting for that. We'll have to get that on. So remember, tune into Mountaintop Media tomorrow because that might be on part of the show. You know, mountaintopmedia.com, you know, Sovereign Minds, and there'll be two podcasts tomorrow. Hopefully get them both out. I think we're at the end of the show. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
All gun control is racist. Have a great week, Gil.
KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.